Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. If you've just joined us, you're on Radio Life and Style. I'm Dave Charles, and our new feature, one of them, for the new morning show is the word of the day. And I thought, well, today, here it is. The word of the day is gourmand. Gourmand. That's how you pronounce it. It's spelled G-O-U-R-M-A-N-D, but it's pronounced G-O-O-R-M-A-H-N-D, so gourmand. A gourmand is a person who loves and appreciates good food and drink. Gourmand can also refer to someone who enjoys eating and drinking to excess, shall we say. But did you know that when gourmand first appeared in English texts in the 15th century, it wasn't a compliment? Gourmand was a synonym for glutton and was reserved for a greedy eater who consumed well past the point of satiation. The word's negative connotations mostly remained until English speakers borrowed a similar sounding and much more positive word, gourmet, from French in the 17th century to describe a connoisseur of food and drink. And since then, while the original unflattering sense of gourmand has remained, kind of, it has picked up an additional softer sense, referring to someone who appreciates and has a hearty appetite for the pleasures of the table. More recently, gourmand has expanded beyond cuisine and into the world of perfumery. Fragrances that evoke edible pleasures are called gourmands. So there it is. Word of the day, gourmand. Use it and impress your friends. Yes, the new basement tapes, a tune called Kansas City, 23 minutes past 7.